Now, I used to work in a newsagent, Emily.
It was your first job, was it?
Yeah, it was paper round. I say bring back the paper round, just for young boys and girls.
Yeah, but it was a rite of passage, Aussie rite of passage.
It was. But you ventured out during the week. You weren't home at all. You went to Harry Potter, but you went to some sort of newsagent's launch. Tell me about that.
That's right. There was a launch this week for Newsbar. It's a beautiful fine milk chocolate that will be stocked only in news agencies.
Right.
So something exclusive to bring you back into the news agency. Just talking to Bron off air before, remember the smell of the newsagent when you were a kid, how it represented
magazines.
All the good things, the magazines that you wanted, and if you're a good mum and dad would buy you a 50-cent scratchy, and you know, it was part of a ritual of the week, wasn't it, going with your parents to the news agency.
And I love working one. I progressed from paperboy to Saturday afternoons 4:30 till 7:30. For $5 I used to get for those 3 hours.
That sounds like actually plenty of money for a kid
back in the day. Straight out and bought a packet of Twisties and then go out with the boys after that.
Awesome. Awesome chocolate.
Yeah.
Which you'll be able to do soon. So it's called Newsbar by the Ministry of Chocolate. You've got a packet there. You're about to crack it open.
Nice. Newsbar milk chocolate.
Made by a Croydon company called Ministry of Chocolate. So it's family businesses through news agencies looking after another family business.
Brendan Tohill from CEO Varna, Victorian Authorised News Agents Association, joins us now. Brendan, I think I once hosted an awards night for the News Agents Association many years ago. Thanks for joining us. What, news agents, they wanted people to get back there and buy some chocolate. Is that the deal?
Absolutely, Darren, and yes, you did host the awards night at Varna going back some years, but yes, look, it's great to launch Newsbar, as Emily alluded to. It's just taken off with news agencies, and it's really exciting for us to have an exclusive product that can only be sold through news agency, and it's a little bit like a Willy Wonka theme. It's an instant win promotion. So not only do you get the 100-gram block of chocolate made by the Ministry of Chocolate, but you can also scan your QR code and win a great prize from people like Interflora and Flight Centre and the like. And, Trio Rouge, Henderson Greetings and Village Roadshow. So, yeah, we're really excited about it, Darren.
Brendan, is it in news agencies as of now? And how widespread?
Yeah, look, we're right the way through Melbourne, Sydney and also Brisbane. But through Victoria, look, we've got about a couple of hundred Emily's stocking Newsbar at the moment, and we're continuing to roll it out. We start our mass media campaign on Monday through 3AW and through oMedia with all the billboards around Melbourne, and television starts on the 1st of June. So that's going to also prompt the news agencies to stock it as well. But so far, you know, great response.
Oh, that's good. You heard it here first. This is sort of a big launch for you on 3AW. That's excellent. But the magazine, some news agents, I walked into one recently, forgotten where it was, but the collection of magazines it brought back memories of the good old days of just so much to look at, so much to buy, because I love a magazine. There is tangible, the beautiful photos, the glossy output. We're still seeing magazines available, aren't we, Brendan, or is it a sort of dying art?
Darren, look, it's yes, we are, and they're still very popular, and I guess especially during COVID-19, where we were trading all the way through as an essential service, people were gravitating to magazines and newspapers again a lot more because of it. They had nothing else to do.
Yeah.
But yes, it's just, Darren, the obvious challenge that they're readily available through you know, Coles and Woolworths and places like that, as well as news agents. So it's an exclusive product which you can only get at news agencies. So, you know, we'll have 700 news agencies in Victoria by the end of June stocking this, and that'll be really exciting for everyone.
Brendan, how do you become the big boss of the News Agents Association? Tell us about your life in news agencies.
Yes.
Well, look, I'm a bit like Darren. I started delivering papers in sunny Broadmeadows, and I can tell you this, the dogs out there delivering the They're the sort of Rottweiler type pit bull terriers. So delivering papers as a 19-year-old in Broadmeadows was absolutely frightening, I've got to say.
Character building for you, Brendan.
Oh, my God. My mother said, no, it's all part of the process, and developed a work ethic for myself, delivering some 300 local newspapers. But it was great. So I've got an affinity through that, but my background's in senior management with corporates. I've been in this role, obviously, for nearly 5 years now. Through Pacific Brands at Yakka and May Nicholas in the past in senior sales roles and management roles. And that certainly helped me understand that we need to market small business. We need to get the people like to shop local, especially now after COVID. They like shopping local, and we're sending that message out there. People are still a bit timid about going right into the big shopping centres at the moment. So a return back to shopping at your high street local village and your news agencies really held us in good stead in terms of a return to local community. We are the fabric of the community. And a lot of people during COVID were sort of coming into the news agencies just wanting to speak to someone because it was so isolating. So we see this as the start of a resurgence for our industry. And these news agencies are people servicing a local branch. And lotteries is a massive part of our industry now, you know. With the Powerball jackpot the other day, 1 in 3 adult Australians bought a ticket.
Oh, how about that?
So, you know, our members were incredibly busy and we had a great form of foot traffic, but now stores are more a general store, a convenience store, an essential store, a gifting store for Mother's Day, Father's Day, Christmas, Easter, those type of things. So the offerings are a lot different now. But certainly the same feel.
And Brendan, good to hear you're still up and about and going beautifully. Famous people or people that we know that moved into newsagents. Francis mm-hmm. Burke, Richmond, absolutely. Became a newsagent. David yes. Johnston, newsreader at Channel 7 for a long, long time, and Channel 10.
Correct.
Newsagent. Can we add to that list at all, Brendan?
Oh, look, there's a lot of success. There's a lot of, unbelievably, there's a lot of ex-merchant bankers that have gone into news agencies as well that were wanting perhaps an easier life, and that just hasn't been the case. It's a lot of hard work being a news agent, but I might add, the day that Francis Burke got his head cut open at the MCG there and yeah. continued to play on no blood rules in the 1970s,
no.
At that game.
Oh,
it was my God! It was a bloodbath, and yeah. he had half his head cut open, Francis.
Yeah.
And then in those days, you just stayed on and played on.
That's right.
So it was amazing. But look, 40% of our news agencies now are run. We're very multicultural now. Like in the '70s, we had the Greeks came in and did the fish and chips. And the Italians did the pizzas. Now it's more the Chinese community and the Indian community coming in, right, having a crack, got a real thirst for the contest, and really doing extremely well. So we need to support those people that are new to us to get them going as best as we possibly can. And some of our best retailers are Chinese and Indian at the moment and doing a splendid job.
Good on you, Brendan. Brendan Tohill, CEO at VANA, which stands for the Victorian Authorised News Agents Association. Now, just a reminder too, it's here, grand final day for a lot of people. If you're involved in the election,